Hello, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to share this blog post with you. This week is about the topic of sabotage. There is always a thing beneath the thing. We think our decisions are just made based on details and facts, using experience and knowledge to determine the best course of action. This feels most true when we're making a decision that serves us, meaning it benefits our life, aligns with our goals, and has a positive result. But what about when we decide to do something that has a consequence we don't want, but we do it anyway? Usually these are smaller, micro, daily decisions, what we eat, how we spend our money, and what we do with our time. What about when we make decisions that don't support our goals? Self-sabotage, as it's often referred to. I know what I should do, but I... Normally, we focus on all the reasons after the but. We focus on all the things that keep us in that loop of sabotage and the scenarios and the specifics that need to change. Those are important, but I think there's a more worthwhile question. What is the sabotage providing you? This is the thing beneath the thing. This is what would be more useful to delve into. This is getting at the root. Most likely, your goal is about a new way of being, something that requires change and different habits and patterns. The brain does not like this. It's very stubborn. Sabotage is a way of providing evidence that you shouldn't and can't do what you want to do, that what you want isn't possible, especially change. When you don't follow through on yourself, it's simply a way for the brain to prove that to you. The thing beneath the thing is part of a story you have about yourself, and when you try to rewrite this story, when you try to create that new way of being, look out. The brain will go into overdrive for all the ways it isn't going to work. So don't overlook the sabotage. It can provide valuable info about yourself. What are you really afraid of? What evidence is the sabotage providing your brain? Here's a common one that I see. With my female coaching and training clients and myself personally, putting themselves first is so uncomfortable, literally uncomfortable. As women, we are conditioned that we can prioritize ourselves a little bit, but to totally put ourselves first, whoa, that would be selfish and basically our families would totally fall apart. To be socialized as female means everyone else comes first, and this feels good to us, to be there for others, to help them, to be available to our children and our families. I hear it so often, I need to do this for myself. Women who have spent a lifetime of caring and giving everything to others, and now they're in the gym working out and paying attention to food in a different way. Then they hit a threshold, and it's kind of different for everyone, which manifests itself as sabotage. I also call it an upper limit of too much focusing on themselves. It's the brain's way of saying, nope, I don't know about this. It's new and I don't like it. Something different is happening. It will create proof that will make you think and feel that the change isn't okay. So what is a sabotage serving in this case? Definitely beliefs about the role of being a mom or a partner. So you can ask, well, what does it really mean to put yourself first? Because when sabotage happens, it isn't about figuring out the details, like should you be keto or do intermittent fasting or wake up earlier or drink more water or get off your phone at night. It's about asking what's at the root and what are you deeply afraid of, really kind of subconsciously. Because the crazy thing is, often the thing that we're afraid of is actually something we would never be or do anyway. The mom who is so afraid of not being there for her family is probably the one who is most dedicated to them. Don't let this deep-seated fear be the thing that shapes your life. You're more than that. So if you ever utter the phrase, I know what to do, but I... Then go down the rabbit hole of all the reasons that you're not following through on yourself. Pause. It's not about the reasons. Instead of trying to figure out what new rules you need or things you could try, ask yourself the question, what is the sabotage serving? What evidence is it providing for how you can't and shouldn't change? Spending time on the thing beneath the thing is going to have lasting results and bring about that new way of being that you're seeking. Relax. You've got this. Sabotage isn't a bad thing. It's another clue to unravel. Life is like a spiral up. Change happens incrementally up that staircase. You'll master something, get used to that as a way of being, and then you'll bump up against the next thing. It doesn't get easier, but you get stronger, and hopefully wiser too. You're never going backwards, just some steps are longer than others. Give yourself a break from all the things, trying to figure out everything, and the constant need to know it now and to have immediate results. Take a deep breath as you move on up. May you let go of the story. May you not be guided by fear. May you use sabotage to create awareness and action. P.S. I'm still looking for people who are willing to chat with me about the topic of taking care of themselves and getting stronger mentally and physically. If you have 15 minutes to answer 6 or so questions, I would totally appreciate your opinion. I'll send you my free ebook, The Joyful Eating Guide. It will help you find the joy in eating again instead of focusing on all the things you're doing wrong. Plus, there's a few recipes and a guide for what to stock in your pantry. All you have to do is reply to the email. Thank you so much.